Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
As part of the transition away from fossil fuels and towards fully electric heating and energy, hydro-treated vegetable oil, or HVO, is being rolled out for both consumers and companies. Today, Certa Ireland launches its 10th filling station nationwide for car and truck drivers to slash their noxious emissions by up to 90% by filling up with HVO. Households may soon be able to use greener fuels instead of concentrated kerosene to heat their homes this winter. Orla Stevens is the Managing Director of Certa Ireland, which is part of the DCC Group. Good morning, Orla.
Good morning.
Orla, remind us how HVO is made.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so HVO comes from plant waste. So essentially it's used cooking oil and other plant matter. And then it's treated with hydrogen and comes out the other end as a fuel that we can use as a direct replacement for diesel in our cars and in our agri machinery and any other machinery you can think of that would generally use diesel.
Is it genuinely better for the environment than pure diesel? And is it a bit more expensive?
It is genuinely more better for the environment. It reduces the carbon emissions when compared with normal diesel. It reduces emissions by 90% immediately. So it's an immediate reduction in your greenhouse gas emissions, and with no infrastructure change. So you don't have to change your engine. You don't have to do anything. There's no other outlay other than putting HVO into your car, truck or machine. It is a premium fuel, so it is a little bit more expensive, but what we're doing at the pump now that we have launched our 10th site, we're really making sure that it's as affordable as it can be for the average motorist, because Certa is committed to offering a renewable alternative, so we're absolutely up for that at the moment.
And does your own fleet of Certa trucks, which delivers fuel all over the country, do they use HVO?
Yes, we have 100 trucks using HVO at the moment. And they're trucks that go from, you know, a range of you know, a reg from in the 90s all the way up to 2024, and working very well on HVO for the last year and a half. And the impact of having those trucks, so our 100 trucks travel approximately 3 million kilometres across Ireland every year. And the impact of having those trucks on HVO is the equivalent of only running maybe 9 trucks. So it is significant. Mm. There's no supply issue at the moment. We are very comfortable with the supply that we're getting. We're working with businesses and importers. Our supply is coming in from Finland via the UK. And look, a lot of the big importers are investing in this now. So we're reliably informed. There's absolutely no issue in terms of supply.
Now, how about mixing HVO with kerosene to heat our homes this winter?
Yep. So we are launching that. At the moment, Joe, there's 700,000 homes in Ireland that are still running on oil burners. And the vast majority of those are in rural areas. And what we're looking to do is launch a HVO mix with kerosene so that, again, it's reducing the carbon emissions for homeowners who are still using oil burners. We're launching that in October for the busy winter season.
Could we make this HVO in Ireland? For example, refine it down in Whitegate and Cork?
Look, I think Certa, we'd be delighted if somebody in Ireland could make it for us. Because we're an island and we rely on everything to come into us, on cargoes and ship. You know, it's possible, but we would need to have a supply of the used cooking oil and plant matter. But I can see no reason why it couldn't be done.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see in the budget, apart from lower fuel taxes, of course, to help with the switch from fossil fuels to fully electric energy?
Well, look, in terms of fully electric, so we also are supporting solar. We have a solar business, Alternative Energy Ireland, and it's just another way that we're moving to be more renewable. You mentioned at the beginning that we're part of the DCC Group, and our ambition is to halve our carbon emissions by 2030, and we're moving very quickly to do that. You know, electrification is the way forward. HVO is the here and now. So what we're saying to motorists and to homeowners and businesses is HVO is a direct replacement. You can put it into your machines and your cars straight away and immediately start reducing your impact on the environment reducing your carbon emissions. We would be delighted that the government support us in this in terms of home heating. I think up to now HVO has been supported and seen as a transport alternative, but maybe not so much on the domestic side, where the push has been for electrification, which is the way forward. But in terms of immediacy, we see HVO Caro as a really good alternative and something people can do right away without a huge outlay in terms of retrofitting their home.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.